So the Torah calls Shavuos Chag Bikurim, and the Gemara Maseches Pesachim teaches that the Zman of bringing Bikurim is from Shavuos Sukkos, is Zman Simcha. So Shavuos therefore ushers in the time period of Simcha, which allows to bring Bikurim. So the question is, what's going on? Why is Shavuos marked as Zman Simcha, where we're able to bring the Bikurim? So the Maral explains in many places that the feeling of Simcha is able to only come about when there is a state of Shlemus. So when it comes to Shavuos, we can explain that Shavuos marks Matan Torah. Matan Torah brought about Shlemus into the world, that the purpose of the world was for Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah brought the world to its perfection, to its state of completion, and therefore that starts the time period of Simcha. And for this reason, perhaps we can understand why Shavuos is called Chag Bikurim, because the idea of the Bikurim, it's all about Hodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Eretz Yisrael, for thanking Hashem for the new fruits, but it's also about thanking Hashem for the historical component. The mitzvah of Bikurim is broken up into two components. There's the actual bringing the first fruits, but there's also the Kriyas Pashas of Bikurim, where the farmer would read the psukim that describe the history of the Jewish people. So when the farmer would thank Hashem for the first fruits, he'd also thank Hashem for the historical intervention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for the Jewish people. And this is what Kabbalah Satorah is all about, because Kabbalah Satorah is not only a day where we receive the Torah, but it's also they were supposed to thank Hashem for the intervention in giving us the Torah. And especially Bezman Hazeh, in Tavshei Pei Gimel, where we see what's going on in the world, we especially have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah and for giving us, for allowing us to achieve the purpose and creation for what the world is created for, and to be a part of the destiny of the world.